When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Throw him up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every week and it's feeling like a party. Moolah, Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like Bianca Belair, huh? Best podcast, flex it in the air, huh? From the rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw him up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every week and it's feeling like a party.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the Wrestling Rehab Up podcast. I'm your host, Mari Forth, and with me, as always, my tag team partner, my co-host, Mr. Matt Scott. Matt, how are you?
I'm thrilled, Mari. I'm thrilled for what's coming up. I'm thrilled to mix two of my favorite pieces of media into one. So, let's get into it.
Yes, to not only celebrate the premiere of Survivor 46, but also us moving to a new YouTube channel. Today, we're going to be doing something very, very special. Yes, going forward, you can find the Wrestling Rehab Up podcast on YouTube at youtube.com/@WrestlingRehabUp. So that's youtube.com/@WrestlingRehabUp. Yes. And of course, you can always still find us in our YouTube, our podcast feed by going to robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed in order to subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. But Matt, are you excited about our new YouTube page?
Look, Mari, I'm really excited. Already it's cool to see. We have a few subscribers. If you are not yet subscribed to our YouTube, of course, go to youtube.com/@WrestlingRehabUp. Support us. Show us some love. Please. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. This is going to be good. This is, Mari, it's a new day. Yes, it is.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's all I just have to say.
Yes, please, please go subscribe, go like, go share, all of that. Every little thing counts and helps. So as we all should know, both Matt and I, and I'm sure a lot of people who are watching this right now, are huge Survivor fans. And we just watched the season premiere of Survivor 46. Mm-hmm. And man, that was a great premiere. And as I'm watching, Matt, I'm like, there are a lot of huge characters on this beach this season. What did you think about some of the characters we saw?
So we'll get into it, but with certain people, I was just seeing some of my favorite wrestlers in them. Like we have wrestler brain, so we can't help but see wrestlers in different people. I mean, just give me like a hair color and some tattoos and I'm immediately like, okay, that's Lita, right? So like, I was thrilled to see it. I love this cast. I mean, I've loved all of our new era casts personally, but I'm really glad that it's a fun gamer cast. And that we could also just like talk about some of the people they remind us of in a good-hearted, fun way. We barely know these people at this point, but excited to kind of try to break them down.
Yeah, so today we thought that we would do a Survivor 46 cast comparison. So we are going to talk about some of the castaways, and we're going to compare them to some of our favorite wrestlers in order to kind of also talk about their game so far. We just saw the premiere. It was a 2-hour premiere, and I think we got a lot of information about how a lot of these players are going to play, and we use what information we have to compare them to some of our favorite wrestlers. So if you are excited about this, if you want a little bit of more context of Survivor through the lens of people who watch wrestling, stick with us, and let's have some fun comparing some castaways to wrestlers. So I'm ready. Matt, are you ready?
Am I ready? Oh my gosh. Is that a DX Shawn Michaels and Triple H reference?
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready to dive in. But yes, I really hope I'm excited for the people we talk about to see this, to react to it. Hopefully we don't do you too dirty. And yeah, this is Wrestling with Survivor 46.
Yes.
But Mari, are you ready? Are you ready for the first Survivor that we could talk about and the first wrestlers?
Okay. Yes. Who's up first? So,
the first person up, and before I even share this, I just want to give the context that beforehand, Mari and I individually, separately thought of wrestlers to compare each of these people to. So here is what we came up with for our first contestant.
Yes.
The first contestant up is Manu. Yes.
Yes.
And
so Mari. For me, Manu hits the beach and he is just ecstatic. He is like full of energy. I love his story about becoming a U.S. citizen and then immediately applying to Survivor. Manu was one of those characters in Survivor 46 that really like touched me. I was so happy to see him on this. His energy was very infectious. Mm-hmm. And because his energy was very infectious, because he seemed to click with a lot of the people on his tribe, I said that he is Sami Zayn, the underdog from the underground, the original baby face Sami Zayn from like NXT. I think that just works perfectly with Banu's like exuberance to be on this island.
I really like that. And one thing I like throughout this is that we came up with, for the most part, very similar or adjacent people. We had similar thoughts.
Yeah.
So with Manu, I was thinking, watching this episode, Manu's over the top, excited, a huge fan, like a super fan to nerd proportions. We love that. Like, that's what we are all about within RHAP and the Wrestling Rehab Upright. And also just this underdog story. Like, he talks about going from like Slumdog to Survivor. Mm-hmm. And Sami Zayn did actually come to mind for me. But where I landed landed was Johnny Gargano. And it's because he is, you know, not the tallest wrestler, not the biggest one. He has a ton of that energy and passion that he brings for wrestling. That's why he's called Mr. Wrestling. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I also think the other thing with him is just this underdog who can't be stopped. But at the same time, you could picture him like backstage playing video games or doing whatever he's doing, just like that quirkiness of it. So I think that Sami Zayn and Johnny Gargano are two really good options here. I don't think there's a bad one within this, Mari, but
yeah,
could you see it with Johnny?
I definitely can. I completely understand your pick and your thought process here, because it's just that never say die attitude. Like Banu just has that, he exudes that, like he will overcome everything to get what he wants and to his goal. And his goal was to come on Survivor. And he was just so fun, an amazing character. I really hope he sticks around for a while. That's for sure. Yeah. And he was definitely one of the people I was like, man, this guy, you could probably put him in the wrestling ring, like actually him. And he would draw a crowd. He would pop the crowd, honestly.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Banu, let us know if you have done wrestling in your past at some point. Like, I wouldn't be shocked. You know, I'm just saying. And I have to say, his cast photo, I know this isn't Issa look with Bryce Isaiah, but I'm seeing this like American flag tank top. I have similar American flag tank tops. So, okay. I don't know. Well, you have to have one for the 4th of July, Mari, right?
Okay.
I'll take your word for it. I don't know. I just like, I like his passion for everything. I do too. And it's very digestible. And yeah, like big golden retriever energy in the best way possible, I would say.
Very that. All right, who do you have next, Matt?
Who is up next but Jelinski? Oh my gosh, Jelinski. David Jelinski.
Jelinski was a character on this episode for like kind of all of the wrong reasons. Talk about getting like the dopey edit, the just not being aware of what's going on type of edit. I will say, like, for a first boot, Jelinski delivered in like the storytelling aspect, and he really had me going throughout the episode. Like bad gameplay aside, like,
oh my
really
gosh.
Bad gameplay aside, he was very entertaining in him just clearly not knowing what was going on. So for me, I said that he was heel Chad Gable, because heel Chad Gable thought he was the best. Like he thought he was so good, but he was always on the losing end. But he was delusional in thinking that he was still like a winner. And that's kind of like Jelinski for me. Jelinski like quits the task, and he's like, even though I quit the task, I have an ally in Q. Meanwhile, Q was like, nah, we got to get him out. Jelinski giving up his vote and then telling the whole tribe. And the tribe was like, wait, what? Like, and him like, yeah, it makes sense. Even to Jelinski being voted out. Jelinski gets voted out. And in his confessional at the end, he's like, yeah, this was a blindside. I was completely blindsided. Jelinski, how are you blindsided when the whole tribal council was you begging to stay, but also being like, almost like, you know, they like almost saying it like they had to get him out because he was like, not a threat, but like that it was a good move to get him out. I'm like, Jelinski.
I mean,
it was amazing. What did you think about Jelinski here? And why did you compare him to Baron Corbin?
Because here's the thing. Mari, I just love your assessment of Jelinski, because I do feel like, let me just say before getting to Baron Corbin, like Jelinski is so many people. Like, I feel like so many fans would play like Jelinski, like going in, coming in really hot. Obviously, there's a lot to process. It's a very overwhelming environment. It's not the same as watching the 90-minute episode and digesting it. So, like, I feel for Jelinski in that way. He got that twist where he was prompted to lie to Maria, which I'm like, okay, this is also not a great situation to be in.
Yeah.
Then he brought that back to his tribe. Like, it was all just like a domino effect, and he wasn't in his like flow state yet. But I immediately, like when I rewatched the episode and saw him come up on my screen and heard his voice, I was like, that 100% is Baron Corbin because it's the deep, the deep voice. But yeah, also like a little bumbling, you know, and I also feel like he could take the L, right? Like Jelinski took that L so hard in this episode, but I could also see a world where he is, you know, coming back stronger depending on the day. Like if he played a different season under the right circumstances with different people, even if his read of Q were just better, like he could do well in this game. That's the thing that's so wild to me about him being the first out. Like he's, I wouldn't have expected it, but here we are. So Baron Corbin, you know, and I have Baron Corbin here in his King Corbin outfit because that's what we got with Jelinski. Like, he's a Survivor legend. He's a game changer. He's one of a kind. And, you know, I think, like, maybe one thing I would say about Survivor or any show is, like, don't ever say that. Don't ever say that. Don't ever give the editors that. Because it could
when be... It would be iconic if I could get her out without having a vote or something like that.
I mean, it's sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess it would have been the other people getting her out, but alas, here we are. You know, but I mean, I do think it's like it's so interesting because he, it's just I don't know. He's a lot. It was a lot of fun. He gave us a very fun episode, especially with how it ended. So I have to thank Jelinski for taking one on the chin for us here.
Yeah, he compared himself to Shaggy, and I think it's an apt comparison. Like
Shaggy from
Shaggy, from Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo. My mind went to Snoop Dogg, and then also the rapper Shaggy. But I could also see him comparing to that.
The only thing that wasn't Shaggy like is he didn't like trip and fall into like actually figuring out what was going on. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that he was missing. So shout out to Jelinski for at least being very entertaining and very memorable. A very memorable first boot.
Like for Kenzie, sorry to you that you got stereotyped into the Daphne role. Come on, it's just the hair color. I know that's what I do all the time too, but
yeah.
But next up,
Kenzie. Yes. Well, great shout out. Kenzie is also on the same tribe as Jelinski and Banu. And I mean, and we're going to get most of this tribe. This is the Yanu tribe, I believe, because they were the ones who lost. Were they the ones who? Yes, they're the ones. Yeah, duh. They're the ones who lost. Yeah. So we got the most story from them. But Kenzie herself, Kenzie was so personable. We immediately get a montage of her like making pacts with everybody on the tribe. She's so fun, so bubbly, but also you can tell there's like a strategic queen under there.
Yeah.
So I personally compared her to Liv Morgan because I think Liv Morgan is very versatile. I believe that Liv Morgan is like a baby face of baby faces. Like no matter what Liv is doing, she always has the crowd behind her and she can connect with so many people. Liv Morgan has been in so many like different tag team pairings and has had success in different tag team pairings. And that's kind of what Kenzie was giving me. Like Kenzie and Tiffany were a pair. Kenzie and Jelinski was a pair before she had to like cut him off. Kenzie and Q got along. Like Kenzie literally could get along with everybody in this tribe. Well, except for Jess, but she could really get along with everybody in her tribe. And she did a remarkable job. And I really think that she may go really far. Depending on, you know, if she doesn't get like twist screwed or anything like that. I really enjoyed Kenzie as a castaway and as a character on this first episode. How about you, Matt?
Yeah, you know what, Mari? One thing I'll say is that for me, Kenzie, like, it was the ready to party, stilettos on, the tattoos, all of that I immediately picked up on. And so actually, I did think of and did consider like tagging in tag team. Speaking of teams, like you mentioned, Kaden Carter and Katana Chance, who are these like party girls, like but also super athletic, just bring a lot to the table. I ultimately landed on the one and only Shotzi Blackheart, like who has the bright green hair, the tattoos, edgy, daring, daredevil type. Also, probably ready to party. I'm assuming who could, you know, why not? I'm sure she'd love that. So, we actually landed in a very similar place with Liv and Shotzi, and I do feel like Kenzie's somewhere in between there. And, you know, I have to say, the very first person that I thought about, because I, just like Jelinski, will stereotype someone based on their hair color and their tattoos, is I thought of Lita, because I'm like, oh, red hair, tattoos, but I'm hoping that Kenzie could pull out all of the wins, the championships, like my fave, like my Hall of Fame queen, Lita. But I'm going with Shotzi on this one. And I mean, I think the thing with Shotzi that's interesting is, like, you never know. Where are we going? Is she going to push ahead? Is she going to get the championship, or what? What's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. So, yes. Loved Kenzie. Loved seeing her on this premiere. Who we got next?
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, next up, Q. Which, by the way, I'll start us out with Q, just talking about him. You could go more into his beats in the episode, but the first thing we got with him was that sweat challenge with the holes in the bucket, which, by the way, I thought to myself, why?
That was messed up.
Hold these buckets together, maybe, you know, like cover the holes together.
That would have been smart. Yeah.
But my mind, especially just with how driven he was and how committed he is and how chesty he is, Bobby Lashley. It's just like the discipline of Bobby Lashley jumped out to me. I think, you know, that's an easy one for people to see. But it's interesting because you have The Undertaker, which
I have The Undertaker. Yes, because Q was very like company man, toe the line, like a locker room leader, like, you know, wrestler's court. Like, I thought Q was like, he's almost very black and white too. Q is like, and where I'm from, if you quit, you're a quitter. I don't want you on my team. And it's very reminiscent of The Undertaker. Plus, to me, Q kind of is acting like the backbone of the tribe, in a way, like he's like the leader. And again, it came off very Undertaker to me. He is the veteran, it feels like, to this tribe. I think he is the oldest person on the tribe. I'm not sure though. Or he gives off, he at least gives off those that mm-hmm. energy. So that's why I went with the Undertaker for Q, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And you know, I think again, two very solid choices, but
yeah,
Bobby Lashley, literally a veteran also. So
yes, yeah.
No wrong choice here with Q. And these are like two very strong, literally very strong options for Q, I have to say.
And Q is, again, also in a very good position. Even within a tribe that lost, I think he has the ability to go far depending on where the chips fall.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I would say about him is hopefully he doesn't get bigger than his britches. You know, something you've seen people as someone who takes on that leadership role.
That leadership role. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he's able to like read people and understand people enough and earn respect enough to sustain what he's doing in the game already.
Yep. Next up, Soda.
Soda. Okay. We have two very different picks here.
Soda to me, but she was so bubbly and vibrant and very like, you know, loud in a good way. Like she talked about being a camp counselor. She was singing like songs and stuff, and it worked with some people. You know, Hunter didn't mind it, but it, you know, she just has a very big personality, and also she started the fire and she's like very excited. So I gave her Nikki A.S.H. because Nikki A.S.H. as the almost a superhero gimmick was the same way, very exuberant, baby face, very excited, very almost, you know, almost just too much, you know, a little too extra for some people in that gimmick. And that's where Soda could fall depending on like who she's around. But underneath all of that superhero gimmick and all of that for Nikki A.S.H., Nikki Cross is a good technical wrestler, a very, very good wrestler. And that's what I got from Soda. Soda was very vibrant, very like, you know, open and everything. But when she warns Venus in the middle of the episode, you can see that there's a really good survivor player under there too. So that's why I went with Nikki A.S.H. How did you get Nia Jax here?
Okay, let me tell you. So with Soda, this was a very tough one for Soda, I have to say. So I saw Soda being like ready to play 100%. And she's so hype. She's so hilarious. Has this unstoppable attitude. Like she's like, she mentions crapping her pants, which did remind me of Nia Jax when she damaged her hole.
You remember that
I do. Famously. But you know, for me, this is less Nia Jax in character. Nia Jax is a huge heel and all. Maybe it's a more babyface version of Nia Jax, more of a good guy. But I actually think this, she kind of gives me a little bit more of like Nia Jax on Total Divas to an extent, just like goofing around, riding around on the little like scooter with Alexa Bliss, I think. I'm making that up, but
no. Very goofy. Nia Jax has a very goofy, funny personality. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, it's tough. Soda is so unique and one of a kind, but Nia Jax also has this pose, has a great sense of humor, all that stuff. Also, similarly unstoppable and the unstoppable force, right? So, I mean, I don't think there's a bad answer here, but
I might need the audience to weigh in on this one.
I like your answer. I like it.
All right. Next up.
Who's next? Tevin.
Tevin. The man, Tevin. Mm-hmm. The narrator of this episode. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Tevin had me from jump, from go. I mean, his voice is the first voice we hear. I was shooketh at that intro. And his voice is amazing. Tevin, he said it himself, they won't know it until it's too late. This is my island. I loved Tevin. I gave him Seth Rollins. Yes, I think he is just so versatile. He can truly get along with everybody in his tribe. He made instant connections with like Maria and Jelinski when they went on that journey, especially Maria. It looks like him and Maria kind of really hit it off a little bit to me. And then like just him being able to masterfully kind of just see where everybody's at. I can't wait to see him play the game like fully. Like, yeah. I really think this is one of those things where it's like, it's kind of, it might be his game to lose because people might start to realize like, hey, everybody loves Tevin. I might need to get rid of Tevin so that I can win type thing, because he's just so good. I think, like I said, Seth Rollins, just so versatile, very flashy with he gets off that flashy and flamboyant vibes. I love Tevin so much.
Yeah, I would say like flamboyant's a good word. Theatrical is the word.
Theatrical, yes, because he's an actor, yes.
But also he's so real and lovable too. I do think he'll be really good at lowering his threat level to an extent, which kind of reminds me a little bit of my pick, Toni Storm, not in her current form. Now in her current form is timeless Toni Storm. If you're watching here, of course, on the YouTube, you're seeing her in black and white and just with all the dramatic looks, which I think speaks to Tevin's theatricality. But more than anything, Toni Storm for most of her career was so under the radar, even though she had all of this within her just ready to like burst out.
A lot
so
of talent.
I think some of the looks, just like when they cut to Tevin, I'm like, okay, good Tevin, that's a good look. Like you know, you're not looking too confident. You just, it's a little more like blank or you know, just like the type of thing you want to give rather than putting all of your cards out on the table. Exactly. Seth freaking Rollins is such a good comparison for Tevin. And with both of them, whether it's timeless Toni Storm or Seth Rollins, like, it's giving winner, Mari. It's giving
winner. It is. I know. I want it so badly. I'm just so worried that they'll see it, you know? Yeah.
Me too. But you know what? I think the best thing that Tevin could do, the thing that would just be so fulfilling would be, yeah, let them see it and still manage to push through anyway. Because I think Tevin could form the relationships and bonds where it won't even, yes, like for a while matter. In the early game where he'll be really under the radar. But yes, like I don't think it'll matter because there'll be people who have his back, and, you know, help him get further because of those strong relationships. Plus, he's just such fun TV. Like, get him, bring Tevin to the end. I need Tevin. Bring Tevin to the end. No, give Tevin the win is what I meant. I need that so badly.
I know. Ooh. And next up,
Tiffany.
Which, yeah, I mean, high praise. Tiffany, she had a big standout role here in the first episode as well. She found the hidden immunity idol, but it wasn't the hidden immunity idol. It's the beware advantage idol, technically. Mm-hmm. And so she gets the beware advantage. She says, it says you can't vote until you lose, you know, it, and then you can't vote. You've lost your vote. But once you lose the first immunity challenge, come back here and we'll give you more instructions because there's a box with a lock on it. So they lose. She goes to the box with the lock. It's like, okay, now she has to decipher a code, then find the keys to the box. Tiffany did so much in this. And Kinsey had her back.
A lesser person wouldn't have been able to decipher that code. She was like a beautiful mind. Like,
yes,
and everything about her, that self-taught successful art hustler,
yep,
it was so clearly on display, like the excellence, Mari, the excellence, yes. Right,
the excellence was in the room. And so I think we both went with the same thought process. Tiffany, for me, I said Bianca Belair because it was just a hustle, the natural talent of it all. Actually, you know, Bianca was naturally talented. She did not first think she was gonna be a wrestler, and then she was discovered and just was just taken to the moon because of her natural talent. And that's how Tiffany is with her art. Tiffany discovering art and then her art being everywhere, her tenacity just reminds me so much of Bianca, and being able to break that code and everything to earn her vote before tribal council and have the idol and have a strong alliance backing her. It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And like you said, the EST, the toughest, the roughest, the strongest, all the things. We're going to see it. We're going to see it. I'm just so thrilled that Tiffany could have such a strong episode. But I went with the one and only Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, because like that's what Tiffany is. Like low key, I know that when people think of an artist, they're like, okay, starving artist. But I bet that Tiffany has millions based on her art. Because look at her. She probably designed this shirt she's wearing in her photo. She probably, like, you could see her being incredibly successful. And actually, I'm really excited to see what post-Survivor looks like for her, because she seems to have all of those skills. Just like I was really excited to see what post-WWE looked like for Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné. And, you know, everything you said about Tiffany applies when it comes to Sasha, but I just think it's that, you know, that confidence, that unstoppable confidence, unflappable confidence in who she is. And then just the ability to deliver, like to build a brand, to build these businesses. Yes. Like, please. But these, like Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, I don't know if we could have chosen.
High praise.
This completely separately, I don't think we could have chosen two better people. We would probably chosen these two if we sat down together to figure out who our picks are.
Exactly. So shout out to Tiffany. And finally, this is our last one, right? Venus. Yeah. I liked Venus in this episode, even though like her storyline was kind of like smaller, just because again, her tribe, they won. They kept winning. So, but for me, Venus was so funny because Venus was like, oh, I got called a princess. I'm on the bottom. And then she starts like scrambling for the idol. It was so funny to me because I love her enthusiasm and stuff like that. But I'm also like a little worried for her because she kind of feels like kind of green to Survivor in a sense like that. You know what I'm saying? Like you can make yourself a target if you assume you're a target type thing. So I went with Tiffany Stratton, somebody who is newer to the main roster. She just came up from NXT, but who has so much potential, like who has so much potential to be a great superstar and who is simultaneously underrated and overrated. I that's why I picked Tiffany Stratton for her, because I think Venus showed great tenacity and she did show some like really good game mind while also maybe making a few mistakes, but also just like automatically being compared to Parvati. It's getting so old. Like men automatically see a cute girl who is intelligent and is like, oh, she's gonna be Parvati. Like, calm down. Like, give Venus a chance to show you who she is. And I love that Soda was able to realize that and back Venus up. So I think Venus has the potential to do really good things in this game. And I think she'll know who to trust going forward.
I love that. I think that explanation's strong. What I especially see in Venus, again, so much of what you mentioned about her perception and how she's responding. Yes,
perception versus reality, kind of.
Yeah, but the thing I also really gravitate to is that she's okay with being sneaky and dealing with the repercussions later, you know, which I feel like is textbook Carmella, the princess of Staten Island, like from one princess to another. I think it lines up perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I can also imagine Carmella being perceived as a threat and perceived in a certain way. I mean, Carmella also very visibly, like in this picture that's here, she's wearing the cow print, Mari. So I'm just saying, like, how could you miss that? But she could still push through. Carmella, former Miss Money in the Bank. We've seen her do so much and do it all, right? So I think that Carmella is a great pick, not as green and new, but just being willing to like go out there and do it. And I think similar to what Carmella would do, Venus will leave her mark on this game one way or the other. Like, she's already doing it. Just that attitude is doing it. I think it's a big question of like who might choose to try to pick her off. Mm-hmm. In the face of that, we're already seeing some of that, which isn't a great sign for her longevity. But, you know, she might be able to, you know, take out some people who are coming for her, which
I
feel like this is going to work out.
What Carmella and Tiffany Stratton and Venus all have in common is that cutthroatness. Like they are beautiful packages, but they have that cutthroatness that they are willing to do whatever to win. And I love that for me. Like, I love that for her. So I think these are two really good picks. And Matt, I am so glad that we got to do this. This was so much fun. If everybody, you know, we only wanted to do just a few of the big characters here. Again, just celebrate Survivor and wrestling together. And I mean, give you just a quick little segment. This was so fun, Matt. I love doing this. What do you think?
I love it. I always feel like it's nice when we lean into our strengths. You know, just about a month ago, we did the Royal Rumble toot or boot, the kind of like look of people's looks, which is really fun. And I do also think it's just so fun because we know these wrestling characters so well.
Yeah.
And we're just getting to know these Survivor players so well. And like, there are, I mean, we only did like less than half the cast, right?
Yeah.
So like, there are so many other people we could compare to, but I feel like this was so solid. And also like what we picked up on, Mari, like there was some psychic connection.
Yeah. There's some,
And so I'm just saying, I don't know. I think that there's something to it. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see these players continue to play like the wrestlers that we identified.
Exactly. And if you love hearing our wrestling takes and our wrestling analysis from like a different point of view, like this is what we bring to our wrestling show, definitely come and check us out over on the Wrestling or Hap Up podcast. Again, you can listen wherever you get your podcast by going to robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed, or you can catch us on our new YouTube page, youtube.com/@wrestlingrehapup. Matt, tell the people where they can find you and what you've been up to.
Yeah. Follow me on the social media at Matt Scott GW. And other than the Wrestling Rehab Up, you know, I've been up to a few things recently. Mm-hmm. One of them is that I wrapped up my season of the show Pod Friends here on RHAP. Check that out. Subscribe. robhasawebsite.com/podfriendsfeed. And the thing I love about Pod Friends is you could just go back and listen to an episode from a week ago, from a month ago, from a year ago, a couple years ago, and just still like enjoy the conversation. I personally, I'm even enjoying doing some of that to remind myself of some of the conversations. But check that out and make sure that you follow Pod Friends at Hey Pod Friends on Twitter, because I'm going to try to post some of the Survivor interviews that I've done, or interviews with former survivors over the course of the season, over there on Twitter. So check that out. I just, of course, posted the season finale that we did with Dwight Moore Jr., but there are so many others from the archives of Pod Friends that I'm going to go back and listen to, but I hope that you either listen to again or check out for the first time. But Mari, what have you been up to?
So, of course, me and Sarah Carradine bring True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP over on the Crime Scene podcast. Yes, Rob Has a Podcast Network has a true crime podcast. You can check us out by going to robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed in order to subscribe to wherever you get your podcast. And of course, every day is a party over at the Recap Kickback, where me and Chappelle just wrapped up our February coverage of Top 5. We were doing like Black media, Black movies. We had so much fun talking about the Top 5 Black romances, Top 5 Black sitcoms. Go support Chappelle by going to recapkickback.com and subscribing wherever you get your podcast as well. So if you haven't already, go follow the Wrestling Rehab Up podcast on Twitter by going to @WrestlingRehabUp on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter @MariTalksTooMuch. That's two like the number two. You can follow Matt on Twitter @MattScottGW. And of course, you can join our official unofficial Facebook group, the Job Has a Squadcast Facebook group. We're having so much fun over there. And
there's a lot happening.
There's a lot going on. And this is the best time to join the Patreon. You can go to the RHAP Patreon by going to patreon.com/RHAP. I mean, it's the beginning of the Survivor season, so you're going to get Patreon exclusive, Patreon games, Patreon 5 for 5s. This is the time, just like any. So other than that, remember, wrestling is for everybody, but not all wrestling is for everyone. We'll see you on our new YouTube page. Bye.
him up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling liver half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every week and it's feeling like a party. Moolah Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like Bianca Belair, huh? Best podcast, flexed in the air, huh? From the rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw him up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling liver half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving the Ferraris. And we coming every week and it's feeling like a party.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.